Blackstone Audio presents Baptized in PCBs, Race, Pollution, and Justice in an All-American Town by Ellen Griffith Spears. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. Dedication for Brian. Preface. What I am interested in are the strategies for maintaining the silence and the strategies for breaking it. Toni Morrison, Playing in the Dark, 1992. Biologist and nature writer Rachel Carson opened her 1962 landmark study, Silent Spring, with a lovely, lyrical, but partly fictionalized parable that vividly anticipated mounting problems associated with chemical pesticides. Carson combined real examples from several distinct locales and melded them into one coherent and powerful narrative to demonstrate the detrimental impact of reckless commercial pesticide use on nature and human health, predicting the dystopia that might result if such chemicals remained unregulated. She was abundantly clear, each example of pesticide exposure was true, but not all of these problems beset any one place. Like Carson's account, Baptized in PCBs makes an argument for reforming how we manufacture, use, and regulate toxic chemicals in the United States. However, the city on which this story centers, Anniston, Alabama, is not fictional. Portions of its landscape resemble Carson's vision of the future. Its streams were at one time declared devoid of life, and remain off-limits to residents who depended on local fish or once enjoyed local swimming holes. The toxic exposures in the town have included not only pesticides such as parathion, but also lead and mercury. Most significant, however, are levels of polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, in residents' bodies that rival the highest non-workplace human exposures around the world. The Anniston Army Depot hosts a Superfund site where toxic levels of trichloroethylene, TCE, threaten the water supply. Until 2011, the depot was also home to a substantial cache of Army nerve gases, sarin and VX, and mustard agent, outdated and decaying weapons of the Cold War. Anniston has played a key role in two significant chemical dramas that arose in the 20th century. The struggle to identify and contain persistent chemical pollutants, and the need to determine the fate of the Cold War-era chemical weapons stockpile. Tracing the city's history from its founding.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?